Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 16, 1921. Beautify the City of Elgin. This is the motto of the newly appointed Committee on City Beautiful of the Elgin Association of Commerce, of which Dr. James Howell was named chairman. Consideration of the matter of beautifying the city in the direction of planting shrubs and flowers, as well as the preservation of growing trees, is one of the suggested plans. Another is the beautifying of the riverbank, together with a general cleanup campaign in Elgin's backyards and the approaches into Elgin. Well water or river water? According to Commissioner John S. Russell, it's a difficult question to decide which the people want. Now they're getting well water, and more complaints are being filed than when a mixture, river and well water, was being pumped into the mains. We haven't used a drop of river water for several days, and yesterday a man came into my office and complained that he can't use city water. He said there was a peculiar odor to it. For a long time, we were using both well and river water, and complaints were so few that it wasn't even necessary to make a record of them. According to Russell, the deep and shallow wells at the pumping station are now pumping more than enough water to supply the city's demands. Although this winter has been one of mildest experienced in years, state statistics show a record of more contagious cases than last year. But not in this community. Elgin has been a very healthy community, and the death rate has been small in comparison with other vicinities, it was stated by local physicians. The only contagion that has taken the form of an epidemic is measles, and the local cases, while many, are of a light nature. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.